Perak Asiri Halacha Gimel. Halacha Beis, a rapid review. May to Av London to a Karmashut Baal, may to Baal to a Karmashut Baal. Beze, Yafekroch and Mikroch Baal. The Davaracher, Yafekroch and Baal Mikroch Av. Shabal may for the beggar, Vavin may for the beggar. Avin boy Maymar, the Shaloi for Afra Kumi, London to a Karmashut Baal. Hobeshe for Afra Kumi, may be drogen a shut Baal. Nashminim and Hav. דרב תלמידי חכמים, עד שלא הייתה ביתו יוצאת מאצלו, אומר לו כל הדברים שנדרת בתור ביתי, הרי הם מופרים, which clearly indicates, עד האמרה, אפילו הפרה אף כלכל מת האב, לא נתרוק רשות לבעל. מת הבעל נתרוק רשות לאב, אני בואי מימר, כשהפרה הבעל את כלכל עומי, אבל לא הפרה הבעל כלכל מת, לא נתרוק רשות לאב, נשמין המנהדה. נדרה ויארסה, נתגרשה בו ביום, נתרסה בו ביום, אפילו מיה, אפילו בעלה האחרון, בפיר נדדריה, האדם אפילו לא הפר הבעל חלקו מת, הבעל נתרוק רשות לאב. מת האב לא נתרוק רשות לבעל, רבי חגי בו כמי רבי יוסי, עד כדון בנדרים שנדרה עד שלא תתרס, נדרים שנדרה מי שנתרסה, מת האב נתרוק רשות לבעל, אמר לי, וכי נדורים שנדרה עד שלא תתרס ותרסה, לא כבר נראה לאב לבעל להפר לה, דתמר מת אב לא נתרוק רשות לבעל. אמר, אפילו נדר שנדרה מי שנתרסה, נדרה עד שלא נתרסה, מת הבעל נתרוק רשות לאב. נדרה מי שנתרסה, מת הבעל לא נתרוק רשות לאב. אמר לי, וכי נדר שנדרה עד שלא נתרסה ונתרסה, לא כבר נראו לאב ולבעל להפר לה, דתמר מת הבעל נתרוק רשות לאב. עד אמר, אפילו נדר שנדרה מי שנתרסה, מת הבעל נתרוק רשות לאב, שהבעל מפר בבגר, etc. So, מסניסן מפר בלוזר, נתרי בשמר בלוזר, אם היו תהיה לאיש, בבוגרת הרוסה הכתוב מדבר, what else could it mean? Other than a beggar, which is after an erison of a nar. Halacha Gimel, nadra b'gi arusa, nidgarsha bo b'yom, nidasa b'yom, afilu l'meyav yu ba'ala, haron mefir nidara, zekla. Ko shalo yatsa l'rshut atzma, sh'ahat, either through beggar or through the sui, aviyu ba'ala haron mefir nidara, omer abilo. It says that when she's nodaret as an arusa, so then if she disgarsha the saras afilu kama pa'amim, what's the mocker for this? Hayotiye. Apparently, hayotiye. It means no matter how many times, afilu meyahav hayot, aviyah uba'ala acharon, mefirin nidorea. So that's why we have a right to say that the new havaya is also ton. Hey, for Avet Chalko, the Lord speak Abala for Achemi, Abala Acharon may fair love Chalko shall Arishon. It's a change of weather.
Wait, it's not just that.
Just skip.
There's only three lines here. Okay, you lost it. I'm sorry,
can we do it again? Ten. A fair av a chetko. This is, it comes from Halacha Aleph. We had this piece before. So I assume that you recognize it, that's all. It was,
yeah,
you remember it, right? So a fair av a chetko. Lo yispik abal acher hashemei, abal acheron mefer lachetko shorishon. That's what we just reviewed. Om Rav Yossi, matnita amrakin, shavia ubaala acheron, Mefir nidorea, but indeed, since he's not Yotze from the Rishur Shachas completely, doesn't matter how much, she's always Mefir nidorea.
And there's no Rabbi Elo, just like the line.
No, I said Rabbi Elo.
I heard the honey, and
it
I heard
was
Rabbi
there.
Rabbi Yosef.
If you'd like, I'd play it back to you just to
no, it's fine. It was before the tani.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. At some length, actually.
So there's three parts. Amr Bila, Tani, and then Amr Rav Yossi?
No. Amr... No, I mean, that's one part. The Reb Yossi connects. Matnita Amra Kain doesn't say anything unless you add just the words Tani, Efer Ha'av, which leads into the next piece. Efer Ha'av Echelko, V'loi speak Abala Fer Achimate, Abala Acharon, Mefer La Chelko Shal Rishon. So Om Reb Yossi, Matnita Amra Kain. Otherwise, what is it referring back to?
Right, okay.
It has nothing to refer to. It's always Yerushalmi. I mean, Yerushalmi is short sometimes, but I mean, it's obviously referring to this, whether it wrote it or not. It's just hanging in midair. Derech Talmidei Chachamim, Hachalo Hayta Bito Yotzami Atzlo Omer Lakondo Darim Shnadart, Betog Beiti Arein Gufarim. Bechin Abal, Hachalo Tikaneis Rushuto Omer Lak, Kondo Darim Shnadart, Hachalo Tikansi Rushuti, Arei Elu Mufarim. Mi Shetikaneis Rushuto, And Shem Mishat Kaneis Rishuto and Yochol Lafer. Bogeret Shishat Hashem Asar Chodesh. So we said this either a Bogeret or a Narada Shishat Hashem Asar Chodesh or Lamanash Loshin Yom. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hoyelu Baalach Hayabu Bizamotei Hayafer. Rachamim Omrim Ein Abal Mefer Ad Shetikaneis Rishuto. Now Mitzper Savor Rabbi Eliezer the Bimizonot Adavar Tamim. So clearly, Rabbi Eliezer holds that since Kol Noderet Abala Noderet, so whoever is the Noten La Mizonot is, in this case, the Baal is giving a Mizonot as if they're married, so she's Noderet Al Da'ato. So let me ask you something. Kidesh Isha Al Menat Lozum Abal Meferla Nasa Al Menat Isha Al Menat Shal Lozum Ab Meferla. So according to this, it should all depend on who has agreed to support this woman. So if he marries her with an understanding that he's going to be amazing, so then she's not there at all that. But if the understanding is that the father will continue to mimizin, so are we now going to say, apparently, that the aunt would be made for, because since she's mizonit from the aunt, she's not there at dato, but divrecha hamim, Yaakov Barach, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Leolam in Abal Mefrach, and this is Shuto Chori Chachomi, who argue in Rebbe Eliezer. They hold that as long as she's in Rosh Hashanah prior to Nisuin, even though the Baal is giving her Mizonot, we continue now to require Shutafut. So if she's Nisait, even if there's a Tznai that the Av would be Mason, the Baal is the only one to be made for, because according to them, it isn't a function of mizonos. It's just a din in the etzim balut. Shomeret yavam, ben yavam echad, ben shnei yavmi, Rav Eliezer omer yafer, Rav Yehoshua omer li achad, because then she knows who the one is, havelo lishnayim. Whereas Rabbi Akiva omer lo leachad, velo lishnayim. So now, al daite to Rabbi Akiva, mi mefer lo. He holds that the yavam isn't mefer. Is the Av Mefer? Or do we say that she's not in the Rishus of the Avid? In other words, is it just the Rabbi Akiva holds that there's insufficient Zika to make her married? Or is he saying there's no connection at all? She remains in the Rishus of the father until she gets either Erisim, which she can't have in this case, if she's the Yavama, or a Nisun. So over here, the father will be married. V'hein d'omar Rebbe Avu b'shem Rebbe Yochanan afilu kiddushin mea tofsim ba mi mefer. They also asked the question about what Rebbe Avu has said in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. The case over there is a very strange case. Somebody gives kiddushin to a woman and he says to her the kiddushin should be chal le'afra shloshim yom. Another guy comes along and he says, I want to make kiddushin on you le'afra esrim yom. Another guy comes and says, Lakra Sarayam. So all of them would be Chal, according to this. So do we say, since the Kiddushin of all of them are Chal, so the Av is made for the Nidorim, the Shutafut of all of these? Or since she cannot actually end up getting married to any of these, and there's no Chi of Skila, which is not being Yuchedet to one person, so not any of them can be made for the Nidorim.
First one to click in, what will be?
No, because it can only click in so long as there's nobody else's key. So according to this, there's no skila. So maybe the av in this case also is a strange situation, which even though there's someone that's there, it's like a yavam. It's there, but it's not there sufficiently to be made for. So maybe that allows the av to be made for on his own, all alone. Av ben darim. So the question over here was, av ben darim shvuot king. So he cannot, when it comes to how far as the Dharma Shvuot is, a Shomer's Yavam is not considered to be that sugya. Is not considered to be any more than, in other words, we have the same sugya in two places. A sugya there, where they said, and the same thing would be true about a Yavam. And they have the sugya here, and they said the same thing would be true about the case of Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Lois, Rabbi Yeshua said, Avam, absolutely. It sounds crazy, but yes. Ilu Aita Bime Rabloza Ben Arach. Omar Mamar Konek Inyan Gamur. According to Rabloza Ben Arach, who holds that Mimer is a true Kinyan, would you also say, I mean, what would you hold? That it can't be Mimer? It's a different gear sense.
It's wild. It just went a piece here over to the page over there. I'm looking for, Okay.
Every time I get these looks.
But this is a more...
I'm used to saying Usher and Wutter and a different name. I'm in that already. But like all of a sudden there are words coming from a different place.
So, Moda She'enu Mefer, L'Achitekanes Rishuto, what would be the din over there? Mine was going to continue going. Certainly it can be made for the Nadarim. Right? But Rabbi Akiva is saying that he still wouldn't be able to be made for Nadarim because there's no Kinyan. There's no real Kinyan as an Arusa. Achit Kenes Rishoto. The proof of the pudding, according to Rabbi Akiva, is one issue. Are you Chayav Skila for sleeping with him? No. There's no Chayav Nisa. There's no real marriage. So since over here, that's what he says.
It's consistent with the Sheep and Kishan, right?
That's the Mishnah. Ein Ayavama Knusa, the way that an Arusa is Knusa. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? That ultimately, since you're only going to be Arban Olav, just if you sleep with her, so you can't consider her to be fully married. The Torah only gave the rishus of Nidarim to someone that you would be married to. So even if you all that Mimer Skinny Kinny Garner, it's not Chayav Skila. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva would say, under any and all circumstances, I don't care what the level is, you're asking me, would Rabbi Akiva go so far as this case? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Akiva, wherever there's no Skila, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's nobody else. There's only the Av. What's machmis her in the rishus of another person that requires a shutafut, that would make the Av require shutafut, is only a fi of nisa.
So is this consistent with holding, I think it holds in kedushin types of the Chayvi Lavi, the Gavi Mamzer, etc.? Right? There's a Rabbi Akiva sheet that's different.
I don't know why it would have to be again.
The moment that there's any level of Isser, then there's nothing. So here too, the moment there's nothing.
He's not saying there's nothing. He's saying there's no Messiah burning in the door.
Would that not be compatible with then saying there's no Kedusha?
No, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Well, of course it is. If I don't understand.
So the Av doesn't need the Baal. The Baal gets nothing.
The direction that you're going in.
Maybe
I have it backwards. Maybe my brain isn't working. If somebody is saying to you that it's not considered to be a marriage, so then why would he say there's a few of mamzeris on it? I don't know how. It's the opposite. If anything, you should be asking me a question. You should be saying, isn't this different than what Rabbi Akiva says? He's the one that's machmir on Chai Ve'lavi to consider it. So why wouldn't he consider it to be enough for an oruf?
Okay.
Instead, you're saying it the opposite direction.
I don't remember clearly the sheep asked.
Okay. So we're saying, Lomaisa, yes, it does go in the opposite direction, but there's different criteria for the Dorim than there are for Manzeros. So, okay.
So what happened is that this piece slipped down with the